1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel striking back against Iran. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News that Israel launched retaliatory strikes inside Iran overnight, nearly a week after Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones against Israel. Iran said it considered the matter settled, but warned that it won't hesitate to respond further if there is another offensive. In Tel Aviv, here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Iran very quickly went from there was some sort of explosion in and around Isfahan to saying, hey, everything's okay, there were no casualties, there's no damage, it's business as usual. They're not even accusing Israel of this attack. They're saying it was from some inside infiltrators in Iran. Israel has said absolutely nothing, and I was texting with the Israeli military at 4 a.m. local. Everybody was awake. Nobody was writing us back.
Isfahan, a central Iranian city home to a military base and a nuclear facility, no reported damage. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains found yesterday are thought to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says they were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee. Maxwell Anderson is charged with Chardae Robinson's death. Renewable energy projects are getting a boost with tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says there are more opportunities now than ever.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
The tax credits could help since polling shows Americans are cautious about making big investments because of inflation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Starbucks barista from Madison will be one of 150 union workers who'll meet with the coffee giant next week. Senua O'Connor tells the Cap Times making it to the bargaining table feels like a huge win in itself. The two sides have agreed to negotiate a foundational framework. The process aims to set the groundwork for the relationship between the union and the company by discussing proposals that affect workers at unionized stores. A Dane County jury is convicting a Fitchburg woman for the shooting death of a worker at a Middleton car dealership last year. Jurors took 5 hours before rejecting Jakira Anderson's self-defense argument. Anderson shot and killed Kwasu Samba after an argument that lasted 4 hours. Anderson will have to serve at least 20 years of an automatic life sentence. The judge will decide later if she could ever apply for release or extended supervision. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a 3-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy is short on healthy pitchers, but likes what he saw from right-hander Bryce Wilson on Wednesday.
Bryce gave us what we needed. I mean, Bryce was sensational. And we had talked, we sat in the office and talked about this day coming, and Bryce was just, he was spot on. To give us that start out of the gate.
NFL, the draft less than a week away. The Packers signing a veteran offensive tackle, 6'5" Andre Dillard, a first-round pick for the Eagles in 2019. Last year, he had 10 starts with Tennessee. College basketball, Badgers guard Chucky Hepburn entering the transfer portal just a day after A.J. Storr left Wisconsin for Kansas. The Bucks play the Pacers Sunday night in game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock. I talked to Chris Middleton after practice.
It was great. Got after it. Working ourselves today with a little bit of Indiana, but I thought it was great. Great day of trying to figure out how to execute better and just be a better team overall.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Currently, 42 degrees.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL star, Phil Nee on National Record Store Day, and Tim Gerson, LA film critic.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And let's put it this way. I think Donald Trump is going to, if he were to be president, God forbid that that should happen to our country, but if he were, he'd be for a national abortion ban. Make no mistake, I don't care what he says, but that's what he's about. And that is what's happening in our zone. Now, he may, from a political standpoint, want to hedge that.
Thank you, once and forever. Speaker Pelosi. And Donald Trump had to hear that he's a racist, sexist, narcissist piece of right to his face from an excused juror. And then also, where was, Matt O'Blog was the first one to give me the news. The Floor Action Response Team, shorthanded as FART, aims to guard against an unannounced request to pass resolutions that would limit the group's leverage. They have a group named... the House Republican Caucus has a... FART team. Okay, so that's a proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy, as is these life forms. Frangela is still fresh off there. Triumphant, and I mean triumphant, Sean. Slaying of the Minneapolis sexy liberal audience. Hello.
Ooh,
I'd like to report a murder.
Good. Oh, it was so wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you what a great time we had from top to bottom.
Listen, Robin made you white lady biscuits, and I tweeted pictures of you enjoying your biscuits.
We were killing those biscuits in the green room.
Yes.
Okay.
You had one.
Robin, thank you.
You had one in honor of Tim Scott. You had another in honor of forget who else.
Candace.
Right.
Candace Owens. Byron Donald.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, listen, friends, with the love, your reviews are just, and the love is building. Andrea and Charlotte, Steph, can't wait to see you, Hal, John, and Frangela in Durham. My husband and I grabbed VIP tickets as soon as they were available to thank you for coming here again. Don't know if your sister mentioned, but our New York Democratic chair is a stem cell. Anderson Clayton was elected a year ago at age 25. He's amazing. With the last quarterly report, the North Carolina Dems are out raising the Republicans. As a grandmother of an 18-year-old, I can definitely say young people are needed in North Carolina politics. I didn't know I was as politically, I wasn't as politically informed at that age as they are now. I'm telling you, they will. We just had another youngin on this week, Santiago Mayer. We've been playing like Maxwell Frost and Representative Garcia, I am so proud of this freshman class we have of alpha liberals. I mean, I don't know if you guys have Jasmine Crockett, who we talk about all the time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're wonderful. And we just on the final word just gave a list of 15 different young Democratic organizations that you can send your young people to.
Yes, in our show notes, but they've all declared support for Biden and Harris. And not like, oh, it's the lesser of two evils support. Like excited. These are people who are backing our agenda, you know, supported. And I think that we have to, we saw this article yesterday, and this is the thing the media isn't talking about, the mainstream media. This idea that young people don't want to vote for Biden, I don't think it's true.
Yeah, well, there's just a poll out, you know, showing, you know, he's up by, I don't know, another 11 billion points. Yeah. In voters, you know, I forget what age, you know, young age group, yeah. But you just don't see it, Frangela. You don't see it reported. I mean,
no. And
you know, all you see is the, like, you know, fill in the blank. Muslims aren't going to vote for him. Hispanics aren't going to vote for Biden. You know, young people aren't going to vote for Biden. And then you see polls, and you're like, what? I mean, there's a poll yesterday. How much is he ahead among women? I mean, oh my God, Biden's up by, you know. So I know, and I want to not get happy, but you're right. You also don't want to let everybody panic you.
Absolutely. Right. And the reason why we are here, that there was even a question of a foot race between a qualified president of the United States and somebody who is being indicted in four different cases, is because of the media and the story that we allow them to set up for us that comes rolling and racing right back out of our mouths.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking. I don't know. I'll find the poll. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, thank you. Never mind. But, you know, here's the other thing. I love that this woman, that Trump had to hear that he's a racist piece of to his face, even though, of course, that juror got excused. You know, Sherry Jacobus reminds us, Trump made employees mark apartment applications from black people with a C for colored so he could deny them apartments. He was sued by the DOJ for racial discrimination twice. He settled twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that anyone's pretending it's new that he's a racist POS, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you can settle those things either. Like, right. I don't understand. Right. This isn't a property dispute. This isn't your neighbor, you know, easement or something. This is a civil rights violation. Like, why do you get to settle that?
Right.
I don't understand that at all. I think that we've allowed rich people and corporations to become more important than us.
And I love that he's one of those old-timey racists that call people colored people. Okay.
But he can't spell it.
Everything old is new again. This is Brian, Brian from Chicago with a good point. Mama, I love the show. My wife and I have been to your show in Chicago. That's going to be off the chain, the DNC show, just saying, in August.
Lit.
Ever since Obama was elected president and cleaned up W's mess, the wingnut media has attacked Chicago. These losers can't attack President Obama's successful presidency, his policies, his conduct as president, his love of America, so they attack Chicago. The city by the lake is stronger than ever. I mean, it really is, like we keep saying, we get the code. You mean black. When you say New York, you mean Jew. When you say San Francisco, you mean homo. I mean,
you know what I love, though, about Chicago? Remember how they wouldn't let Trump come there?
Yeah.
Remember that?
You know what?
It warmed my heart.
I've never been more proud of my city than
it warmed the cockles of my heart.
And you had a horrible, horrible childhood, if you don't mind my saying, Frances.
You really did. She really did.
Your parents were a little twisted. No offense.
She really did.
What were the stories you told on Final Word? Was it this week or last week?
Which one?
I don't. That's the point. Which horrible story?
Which horrible story? So many.
Was it the one where they chose to use bourbon as some sort of medication?
Oh, yes. Yes.
There's that one.
Or where she sliced off part of her foot and her mother said, get one of your little friends to take you to the ER.
Or our favorite, the Christmas story.
Yeah, the
as
Christmas
we call it,
bicycle.
When they gave
That's
you a bell and not a bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gave her a basket and a bell, but no bike.
No bike.
And then had her run around the neighborhood going, bring, bring.
Move out the way. He made me say, move out the way. That was part of it.
She on her belt. They had the basket on her belt. And she run up to people, and they sat on the porch and laughed.
And laughed. Two stories up. Entire family.
You know, you are a testament that truly, there was a time in America, Frangela, when you could overcome all that and become the magic that is Frangela. And you are a lovely human as well. I don't know. I don't mean to pick a scab, but do you, what's the word? Speak to your parents now?
What I tell you, this is the thing about growing up in a black family. This is why I'm a comedian. You don't get to get upset in a black family. Either you're laughing or you're mad.
You write a book, but that's it.
That's it.
But this is how we...
You get two reactions. You get either you can be mad or you can laugh.
That's it?
That's it.
Whole range of emotions from A to B?
We can't afford all those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but see, that's why the Black Mama for Dinner, a strategy is going to save America. Because what is... I forget again, what's for dinner?
Biden.
Okay. Ask me again. You know what it's going to be? Biden. With a side of Harris.
Lunch and dinner. You know, when you open up that refrigerator, I'm going to tell you what's going to be in that refrigerator.
You don't even need to open it.
You don't open it. You
don't need to open it.
You're wasting my electricity.
Wasting my electricity. Let my heat out.
Listen. Okay. There's nothing but Biden in that refrigerator.
Did I ever tell you this? I did tell this story. It's my weird. This is a little, I understand it's a little creepy, but once I have a, video surveillance, I have cameras, in the house. A lot of people do now, Ring or whatever. But it was, I had some, I used to say I had two categories of stalkers, those I've dated and those I haven't. But anyway, one time a girl was house sitting and dog sitting for me. And her boyfriend, I saw him on the camera open the refrigerator door like 25 times in a row and then just... Yeah, and I know it's creepy to call, but I was like, could you tell your boyfriend to stop opening the refrigerator? The same thing is in there. There's just Biden, Francis. That's all. If you magically think something different is going to appear in the 8 seconds that you opened it last time.
That's right. Abracadabra, Biden.
That's what we're trying to tell you, America. No matter how many times you open that refrigerator, and you can do it every 8 seconds, what's going to be in there?
Biden.
Can I just say, Sean, I don't know if you have it. Chris had it yesterday, the Lindsey Graham. You remember Hal does, a funny bit. Remember on stage about, here's a tip for you. When you're choosing the lesser, you have to choose between the lesser of two evils. Choose less evil. And I'm like, I get what you're saying, but Biden is not evil. Lindsey Graham was the one on tape saying, God has never made a better person than Joe Biden. If you don't, love Joe Biden, there's something wrong with you. I mean, could not be more 180 degrees. Trump, evil. Biden is one of, regardless of what you think about every policy or whatever, he is one of the best men we've ever had in that office, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If the worst thing you can say about him is he's avuncular, he's a very nice old uncle.
He likes ice cream too much. He likes ice cream too much. Yeah. No, take a listen to this. To Lindsey Graham, back when he was Lindsey Graham. Huh? No? Yes?
As a person, that's probably, you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? I called him after Bo died, and he basically said, well, Bo was my soul. We've talked for a long time. He came to my ceremony and said some of the most incredibly heartfelt things that anybody could ever say to me. And he's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics. He is as good a man as God ever created.
He's crying. He's crying when he's talking about how good a man Joe Biden is. I mean, we were saying yesterday, we should play that as a campaign ad every day. Lesser of two evils. Suck my... Pardon me, French. Well, go ahead.
No, I completely agree with you. And I've been seeing that tape over and over and over again, reminding people about the words that they have said. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now we're supposed to now believe that this person is wholly evil. Bad, whatever Lindsey Graham, whatever, I don't know what they put in Lindsey Graham's drinks in the last couple of years, but
frankly, I'm like, what could they really have on them that we don't already suspect?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, what would we be shocked by, really?
Really, Lindsay, like, you don't have to roll like this. Like, what are they going to tell about you? Because there's some things I'm pretty sure
Barry
you didn't
Manilow
participate
have a lovely
in.
Relationship. And what do you call a white biscuit eater? I don't really know. Biscuit maker. Don't know. Okay. I guess he makes orange biscuits, technically. Because he just,
That's not how it works.
Okay. All right. I apologize for Angela. I've sullied your segment already. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. It's almost Mommy's Day. You know, even Frances Callier probably would like to give something nice to her mom. It's the gift of luxury. And I'm telling you, Oprah probably told Carol Burnett personally. They live near each other.
They do.
Hey, this isn't my favorite things list, Carol. Okay, it is. I'm just saying, the most luxurious, the softest, the most temperature-regulating sheets, jammies, you name it. I'm getting new plush bath towels and a duvet cover. Oh, my God. And also, I don't want to say that olive pajamas are back in stock because... Oh! No, they're probably not. Okay. Mom can always get brunch. Give her something. Give her the gift of luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, use the promo code Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller.
It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know.
Whatever,
what
bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up.
Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine. I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Ah, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
Robin from Minneapolis, the white lady biscuit maker, is here for Frangela. Hi, Robin.
Hey, hi. How are you ladies doing?
Oh, hang biscuits. On. We can't.
Oh, goodness. Go.
Yeah. They should be. Okay, sorry. Hold, please.
I hear you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, I'm just so thrilled I was able to sort of, I hope they were as good as maybe Jody Earns. With the biscuits.
We've never had her biscuits, but I'm sure yours are better.
Biscuits.
Robin, they were delicious.
It was an honor.
And the rest of the food was fantastic. That wild rice blueberry salad thing, amazing.
Oh, delicious.
Right?
And that citrus wild rice salad?
What Minnesota's known for that.
Oh, I did not know. Well, you were so and that was Minnesota nice, Frangela. Robin wrote and said, thank you for allowing me to bring food backstage. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It was just fantastic to feed you and give back a little bit, you know.
Thank you, honey. We appreciate it. All right, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but we love you so much, so very much. Francis, I love you were talking about there's no whining in black families. There's laughing and there's mad. How much more whining can we take from this whiny little orange bitch? Did you see Trump come out of the courthouse yesterday? First of all, and he has all these, like, he's like, look at all these articles I have, and they're all from, you know, Fox News people, and I don't know, right-wing things. He's holding a stack of news stories. He said, I've been here all day. Oh, can I have the tiniest of violins, please? I've been here all day. It's a trial that's really very unfair. These are all stories from the last few days, stories. And then he said, and I'm sitting here for days now, from morning until night in that freezing room. Everybody was freezing in there, and all for this. Oh, my God. You little bitch.
Let's call around Grandpa and give him a cup of warm tea and check on him. Let me tell you, you mad because in your criminal trial where you get to go home and run for president when you feel like it, it was chilly.
I mean, I got to say quite seriously, I just lost my mom, as you know, at 100 to Alzheimer's, and she was always cold. I mean, this is the other thing that I have to say, this trial is just, I don't know if you need another ad for the Biden campaign. The emperor has no clothes. He's just a tired, sleepy old man with dementia. I mean, sorry, but he is.
He's old, but his crimes are new.
And he keeps committing new ones.
That's right. Every day he's on the prowl. What else can I do? That's wrong. And you know what I say? Huzzah to him. Keep going.
Just birthing new crimes.
Keep going. Keep doing you, Donald.
But I just, you know, I went to Catholic school. I'm like, he needs some nuns. You need something up in here. It's like, take his phone away. Tell him to shut up. Put a Hannibal Lecter mask on. Put his ass in jail. I don't know what you have to do. Seven
you
times.
You gotta show him that fat meat is greasy.
Yes, you tell him fat meat is greasy and the boo-boo is what, Angela? Not
a fool.
Yeah.
Not a fool.
My point.
I am not boo-boo.
Right, tell him he cannot wax that pony twice.
That's right.
Never.
Even if you throw rice, what's going to happen, Stephanie?
Well, he's going to catch it and cook it.
There you go. See? Mm. This is simple.
Mm. I speak for Angela. 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel striking back against Iran. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News that Israel launched retaliatory strikes inside Iran overnight, nearly a week after Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones against Israel. Iran said it considered the matter settled, but warned that it won't hesitate to respond further if there is another offensive. In Tel Aviv, here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Iran very quickly went from there was some sort of explosion in and around Isfahan to saying, hey, everything's okay, there were no casualties, there's no damage, it's business as usual. They're not even accusing Israel of this attack. They're saying it was from some inside infiltrators in Iran. Israel has said absolutely nothing, and I was texting with the Israeli military at 4 a.m. local. Everybody was awake. Nobody was writing us back.
Isfahan, a central Iranian city home to a military base and a nuclear facility. No reported damage. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship, 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's a new Schwabe Mendation. Check out the indie film Hundreds of Beavers. The indie comedy follows a 19th century Applejack salesman. You heard that right. Who finds himself trapped in the wilderness after losing everything in a fire. The filmmakers are from Wisconsin, and the film was shot entirely in northern Wisconsin. It has big laughs thanks to some great slapstick and well-written gags. Hundreds of Beavers is available to rent on Prime Video and Apple TV. Tons of fun. Think you're a techno boob? While sending invitations to her daughter's first birthday party, Mom Emily King accidentally invited hundreds of people from her contact list, including an ex-lover. King says she misunderstood what import contacts meant, and as a result, almost had to buy a really big cake. The theme for the party was Lord of the Rings. What one-year-old doesn't love Lord of the Rings? The frazzled King immediately canceled the party. I'm just hoping I can get a full refund on this Frodo costume. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah!
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. We've got Peter Barca. He's running for Congress against Brian Stahl and air the grievances. You can be a part Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
That they think that they're going to distract America with the immigration discussion. Let me tell you, if the Senate and if the Republicans in the Senate and the House were concerned about immigration, we'd be passing laws.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Lucretia, the sweaty church whore from Milwaukee, reminds us. Now I know. She said what we were talking about. Frances's parents would not give her a bike for Christmas, but gave her accessories for one. They're also the same parents that would take her to the Playboy Club for holiday meals. Help it make sense to the sweaty church whore. Yeah, that was the story I was thinking of, is they took you. I didn't realize till I heard Final Word that did not just take you to the Playboy Club, but when you were 4.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
And she got to drink.
Yeah.
I did.
So you would order like a virgin one, and they'd be like, no, put some.
No. Yeah,
Mommy, daddy got to get through dinner.
My dad would go, give her a little.
That, is that dad did that?
Yeah.
Make it a little.
That, mm-hmm.
Make that sing.
A little.
And you know what? And then it would tell you, oh, you're going to sleep great tonight.
Uh-huh. So I'm just saying you were not.
Later addiction.
You were not.
Don't act like my parents were the only parents giving you booze, okay? All I did when I was a kid was sip off foam from beers.
This is not helping.
Now it explains how quickly I needed to get you a gin when you came to a party at my house. Now I understand.
That is
you're used to the service at the Playboy
of...
Club.
What? Now you need the outfit.
Okay, oh, so you
can you do a bunny?
I got the pictures. I will get you the pictures.
So oh you at goodness. No point were what's the frick taken away from your parents?
No,
nobody
celebrated his parents. Celebrated.
Okay. Speaking of parenting and the sweaty church whore, Lucretia says, Steph. This was a sexcellent hump day edition of the show. Oh yes, Hal Sparks live in studio. Yeah. You know what that's like to be in physical proximity to rock god. Okay. However, speaking of humping, I'm surprised that no one has mentioned our favorite cousin face humper, Madison Cawthorn. That's we did miss that this week. Him. What did he do? May you ask? Well, let the sweaty church whore tell you. Humpy McHumperton rear-ended, no pun intended, a Florida Highway Patrol officer. This ding dong was tailgating a woman who decided to switch lanes to let this bag of D's pass. And then a few minutes later, traffic came to a standstill. Next thing you know, he gets closer and sees the face banger wheels out and noticed who he was. Yeah, I saw that. And he's by the side of the road. Those are my dogs, by the way. It's not my stomach. That's Bonnie and Clyde.
What is that sound?
They're having a fight. Okay. Okay. Oh, and she says also, what can I do about getting those meet and grope tickets for the Chicago show in August? Any information would be greatly appreciated. Okay, Chicago is the one show that we booked a long time ago. It's not Live Nation, so that's the one ticket. You buy a VIP ticket, and you get the show and the VIP meet and greet for the big DNC show. We have Jan Schakowsky, Jill Winebanks, and stuff I can't tell you right after, Okay, but you know.
Don't tell us.
Don't
tell us.
No. Okay.
But I'm telling you, go to these shows. I don't care if you have to go by yourself. We were just in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And we met up with two different groups of people who met 8 years ago.
At Sexy Liberal. Yeah.
At Sexy Liberal and are still friends.
Yeah.
You will make a community there in the room.
Yeah, no, it's true. I met some of the same people that made friends, and they've gone to different cities to Sexy Liberal together. It is really a beautiful. And I was saying, there's laughing and crying and hugging, and people are sharing their, just whether it's elderly parents, sick parents, parents that have passed. And one guy said came by himself because he said my spouse Pat, my wife died. And he just, like, you know, we hugged and cried. And he said, this is the first time I've been able to laugh. And, you know, you got to. And people tell stories of ones, loved ones that have passed, that have been to past sexy liberal shows. And, oh, it just, it really is an amazing experience.
It really is. It really is. It's a wonderful room to be a part of, a wonderful energy to be a part of. And to me, because we went through so much with COVID, because we went through so much yes. with Trump, you owe yourself. If you didn't go to Beyonce or Taylor Swift, get on over here to Sex and Liberal.
Yes, I'm telling you. And people cry just when they get to meet you. Well, mostly when they get to pick Francis up. But
yes, true.
Yeah,
true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We don't even charge extra for that.
No.
We don't.
No.
Just biscuits.
Okay. Can I just say Lawrence O'Donnell is on my wish list for New York Sexy Liberal because he's just killing it lately. He opened his last night by hammering Jesse Waters. Because, you know, Frangela, I just, you know, we laugh about stuff. Oh, this one. Trump falls asleep in court again because, of course, Don Snorleone. Yes. Dozo the clown. I mean, but the serious part, Frangela, is he's going to get someone killed. You know, he and his friends at Fox News. I mean, Lawrence said, here's the list of the lie that Jesse Waters told on Fox yesterday at 5:28 p.m. when Donald Trump was watching. And this was the, you know, and this is the thing where Trump thinks he's cute, like saying something to Jesse. Well, I didn't say it. I was just tweeting something they said on Fox News. And it's this, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but as Francis always says, he needs to be snatched and put in jail. Yeah. Thank you. All right, and brought to the courtroom of Judge Callier.
I've been doing my snatching exercises on my hands.
Those nimble fingers.
Yeah, but
they're nimble.
Yeah, but he just, Lawrence O'Donnell, I swear to God, just when you think of the legacy of Fox, you know, and now they're going to, you know, get someone killed if they're not careful. They are going out of their way to identify jurors, right? Mm-hmm. He said Jesse Waters is the newest liar to occupy the 8 o'clock slot on Fox, the lying channel, a network that has been adjudicated to have told $787 million worth of lies in a defamation case. A previous occupant of the 8 p.m. slot told so many lies, even Fox decided they had to let him go, Tucker. The occupant before that on the 8 p.m. slot lost his job after being exposed as a grievous serial sexual harasser at Fox, Bill O'Reilly, $32 million settlement. He said Jesse Waters is the same person who last week said publicly he believed the minimum wage produces an income of $100,000 a year in America. That's how stupid you have to be on Fox at 8 p.m. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That people that work in McDonald's make
$20 an hour and
make $100,000 a year.
Like,
they're so out of touch, right, with the average person.
That's a calculator issue. Like, you don't have to. I mean, this is not something we have to guess at.
It's $800 a week. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Turn into $100,000 a year.
But it's this, like, people on minimum wage are living high on the hog, you know? I mean,
it's another way to make unhappy people focus on the wrong thing yet again. They're steadily distracting, repositioning people's minds and mindsets to the direction that they need versus the truth and their own personal well-being. And that's what these people do. And they will get somebody killed.
Yeah.
I said it all day yesterday on the final word. I would not be on this jury if you paid me all the tea in China. You could not get me in there because these people have, I'm going to tell you, this man is going to get these people harmed.
Yeah,
I would do it.
I would
if there's any way for me to be on the jury, I would really like to be because I can be really fair.
You know, I feel like so that face right there, it's like almost like that creepy smiley face when you met Lily Tomlin. I feel like that's what you do. You'd be like, of course I can be fair.
All day, every day, that's why I would be smiling.
I don't have any opinion about Donald Trump.
When we get to the judging? When do we get to the judging? When is the judging? I can do it now.
I mean, this is what we're saying. We played some of the jurors that were excused, and this is my fear, friends. Is all the people that are normal and reasonable and live on Earth One and have eyes, you know, like to see what they see, and you know that anyone. I don't trust anyone that doesn't think he's a despicable POS. I mean, that's what I'm afraid of. Is they're by default pro Trump if they're like can be fair about him? Really?
I think that, you know, and I'm not trying to extrapolate and say my experience is everybody's experience of jury duty, but I really do believe that the experience of being in there and hearing the evidence and all that is different, you know, and that people really do, in general, I think, get this, have the real sense of what's important here. We've seen other juries. I mean, look at the Jean Carroll situation. Like, people get on there and they, no matter what they may think, I think they really do, for the most part, and I don't think it's something we need to worry about that way, because yeah. I think that people will do what they know, what they're being told to do. It's just the situation feels so powerful, and I think the sense of duty does kick in. And of course, there are people that's not true for and never could be, but those people do generally get weeded out.
Yeah, I get, but I mean, we were saying, he and his allies on Fox, they're going to do everything they can to blow up this trial, to, you know, get jurors to drop out, to be intimidated, to, you know, I mean, it's, they're clearly desperate to stop the American people from hearing this evidence.
Yeah, as if we don't know it. Like, that's the other thing. Like, it's we're watching trials go on that we watched the crimes.
But, Angela, that's the difference. If they, people that only watch Fox News, they don't. They don't hear the correct information. That's what they're afraid of, that people out in the bubble are going to, they're going to hear actual facts. And it's, you know, and by the way, I was just saying, I'm at least enjoying every moment of his humiliation, because it really, we are owed this.
And can we just stop calling this a hush money case?
Yes.
I need us to never refer to this as a hush money case. This is election interference.
Yeah.
This is not about, and don't let him sit there and be like, I didn't want my wife to find out. No, if you didn't want your wife to be hurt, you never would have been sleeping with those women.
Yeah.
No, what you didn't want was the voting constituency to learn about that after your grab them by the you-know-what tape.
Yeah.
That's what your problem was.
Yeah, and Karen McDougal. You forget the whole, everybody forgets the whole National Enquirer angle. Yeah. The doorman they paid off that talked about his love child. Mm-hmm. I personally think he had a lot more abortions than he had love children. But anyway, I mean, I just enjoy this going forward. So we may have all our jurors today, the alternates, and then this would go forward next week. Omarosa was saying Trump is likely to be held in contempt of court soon because he will be incapable of behaving himself in a courtroom setting for very long. She said, I've had to sit through long ceremonies with Donald Trump. He cannot focus, nor can he sit still for very long. In fact, we used to build our events specifically to address his attention deficit. We would break up the events so that he'd be stimulated and not fall asleep. I think it's going to be difficult for Donald to sit through 8 weeks of these proceedings. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. He said the worst place you can allow Trump to be Trump is in a courtroom, because he will express himself. If he hears something he doesn't like, he cannot hide it, nor can he control his expressions, his emotions, his outbursts. I suspect he may be held in contempt because he's not going to be able to control himself. He is, as everyone says, he's a toddler. He's
a toddler.
Yeah.
And he can't mask. You know, and this is what everybody knows. He can't mask, right?
Right.
He's incapable of doing it. So for me, when he is doing all of these things, if we do not see him, not only, and I don't mean fine. I need to see the judge put him in a cell. I don't care if it's for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, but I need him to see the inside of a cell for some kind of time.
Yeah. Yep, agreed. We also had other suggestions this morning. The glass box like they have in Russia. And also I suggested a Hannibal Lecter mask in addition to that.
For his safety.
Oh, and also like a straight jacket so he can't get his phone.
Or like the gimp in Pulp
Fiction. Yeah, the gimp in Pulp Fiction. Oh, a ball gag might be better than the Hannibal Lecter thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to act as if we don't have measurements in this country to deal with someone of his stature, I'm going to tell you, get imaginative, okay? Everybody send in what you think imprison Trump. I'll take glass boxes. I will take island.
You are correct.
We've had famous people in jail.
Yes.
I don't know why this is. I mean, you ask, you know, Wesley Snipes or, you know what I mean? Like, just put him in jail.
Yeah.
Like,
went to jail.
Francis, you are right. It is a failure of imagination. And listen, we're all big picture people. We'll figure out the details about how you imprison him.
Why does he have a right to Secret Service protection when he tried to get rid of the Secret Service and the government that produces, by getting rid of the government that produces them.
Yes.
I do not understand this question.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Oh, also, we could bring in Commander, Biden's dog.
Goodness, he should share a cell.
No, but just maybe two of them, the German Shepherds, just sit on either side of him, just during, you know.
He should have a cell full of pets.
Because he hates dogs. Okay.
I know.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. I'm the commander. He's Dr. Marty's. Bonnie and Clyde, I don't know if you know, this is April is Bonnie month. Sean, you saw it. That's why I think she's getting a little more attitude than usual. Yeah. Here's an unsolicited testimonial. I was saying, because all my dogs have always been on free feeding, so I fill the bowls the amount they're supposed to have every day. Usually it would last all day. Now, what's happening?
It's gone.
It's ass o'clock, and it's all gone already. Yep. And they're like, you know, doing that tap, tap, tap. They look with their paw and then look at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was that whole why it was so loud under there.
Yes, yes, yes. They love it a little too much. It is it's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. They throw in a bunch of, I'm telling you, superfoods, Sean, superfoods. Kale, spinach, blueberries, you name it. They love it. Hefe, your dog, right? Goes crazy for it.
Loves it.
Yeah, right? Hefe is understated like Sean. He was like, that was woof, good. Okay, it is unlike most fresh food that's cooked with high heat. Nature's Blend freeze-dried raw. It has optimum amounts of nutrients your dog needs for health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. You can go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a fit for you. Call now at 1-800-200-4653 or visit genesisgoldgroup.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home deck visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Moaning Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashing the walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you break it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus de Lots of Miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
This portion of the show brought to you by, well, Chris Lavoie's muscles and my little girl muscles.
They're still muscles, though,
they
right?
Power Life High Impact Protein. Remember Tony Horton, P90X guy? He got shingles because why, Jody?
It doesn't care.
Because shingles does not care. Shingles is a bastard person, Sean. He's now 65. He is feeling amazing. Looks better than ever. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Chris uses the whey protein. Yeah, Jody and I use the plant protein. Comes in delicious, like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Strawberry vanilla if you're feeling really racy, right? One scoop helps you supercharge, right? Your muscle growth, boost your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 56 minutes after the hour, Frangela's here. Fridays with Frangela. Hooray. Did I mention that World War III might have started? I think we mentioned that yet this morning. So Israel appears to have bombed Iran in retaliation for the thing, and then the other thing, and then the thing back. And, I don't even know what to say about this anymore, because it's just, they were saying, you know, obviously they're saying, you know, they've urged Israel to show restraint. I'm like, I don't know if you've noticed, it's not their strong suit, really. I guess a self-defense level, I sort of understand it. Like, if someone tries to stab you 99 times, but you learn Taekwondo and you block them all, like, you know, like, what, 99% of Iran's missiles got blocked, they still attacked, you know? And so yeah. Honestly, it all feels above my pay grade. No idea what's going to happen next, do you?
I blame us in some ways. Like, I feel like because the United States is in such chaos and we've allowed with our leadership, you know, not Biden, obviously, he's out there and he's everybody turns to him for help. But I think the worries about Trump coming back into office, it feels like people who are just thugs feel like they can do things. Like,
you know, that's so interesting. Harry Lipman, our friend, said he was the chaos president. Now he's the chaos defendant. You're right. And I think you're right. The world is waiting to see, are we putting this lunatic back in office again? And what can they get away with? If you're Iran or China, you know, if you're any of our enemies, you're like, oh, great. Trump might get back in.
Yeah. They're acting like Biden is a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah, he's not. He's dark branded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our situation is people don't know whether America will be America in a year.
Yeah. As terrified as we are, the rest of the world is even more terrified of what might happen. Frangela,
this republic could fall.
The thing you can do is get the final word in Idiot of the Week. I'm telling you, it's for what ails you. MSWmedia.com, sexyliberal.com for all your sexy liberal needs. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here to recombobulate at 10:33. I'm sure we'll talk poll results. Then it's all things elk with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.